Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I try to think of myself as a preparatory expert. I prep, you know, students for their tests, students for their boards. I prep you guys in terms of what you need for medications, what you need to have at your house in case of an emergency. And so with everything going on with the Russian buildup of their troops along Ukraine border and everything going on, I had told you guys for weeks, you know, get prepared. Keep in mind the first line of attack would be a cyber attack. Make sure you guys aren't all, you know, completely, I don't know, vulnerable and relying on computers, relying on your bank to get money, things like that. And, you know, the problem I have is I am so busy teaching people and I'm so busy talking about it that I kind of forget to get my own poop in order. And so yesterday, this was a couple hours after I had told you guys to prepare, you know, the banks could be hacked, things like that. You know, you might not be able to access your money. Make sure you have fluidity. Make sure you have food, you know, a flash drive that's not your iPhone. Well, then we were told, and by the third hour of my show, that Ukraine did sustain a cyber attack. I think their Department of Defense, their banks, it was a pretty serious cyber attack. So maybe I've been on edge. I don't know. All right, so I tell everybody in my family, you know, I tell my friends I was going grocery shopping. I even told the guy, I go, look, you know, they're killing a lot of chickens because of this avian flu. Buy up some chicken, you know, check your bank, make sure you have cash at the house. So I'm all kind of now, you know, getting a little nervous. Well, I think, you know, I don't know, I talked to a friend of mine, then I got tired, I took a nap, and then I wake up, and I go to work, and I do some work, and all of a sudden, I can't access, my computer goes down. Then, my phone isn't working. And I go, oh my gosh, we've been hacked. So I'm like, well, let me check in with somebody and see if, you know, they've been hacked. So let me call my family. I can't. My phone is down. I can't text. I can't email, I can't Facebook, and I realized that there was no way that I could reach anybody. Now, do I have a landline at the house? No, I don't have a landline at the house. The reason why I don't have a landline at the house is because I was spending so much gosh darn money on my phone that why would I have a landline? And if there was going to be some sort of an attack, that'd probably cut off the phone too. So I don't have a phone. And on top of that, I don't remember everybody's number. Everybody's in my phone. I know my mom's number. I'm like, well, I could call my mom. And I'm like, no, I don't. I'm stressed. The last thing I want to do is really get stressed out. So I didn't call my mom. And I'm like, well, what do we do? Okay, so, you know, do I go and, you know, shop for food? Do I go to check, you know, get some medications? Do I get a first aid kit? No, I'm just playing around with the computer. I'm like trying to get my Wordle back on because I'm in the middle of the word. I can't reach anybody. I thought of going out to ask how the neighbors were to see if they, because we have a group text with all the neighbors. It's actually an app of the whole entire neighborhood because there's just so many people. And I can, but I can't access my phone. My phone's down. And I'm in my husband's boxers. And I'm not really wearing a bra, I'm wearing a t-shirt, and I'm like, well, I don't want to go outside because I'm not dressed, and it was drizzling. And so, I mean, I have been preparing you guys, I've been telling you guys to get your acts together, and then the cash. I have given my son cash before my husband and I went away to go camping on Saturday, and where's the cash? The cash is gone. And I can't call my son to find out where the cash is, so we have no cash in the house. And I'm like, did we get attacked? Did we get cyber attacked? Well, luckily, Somebody unplugged, I don't know how it happened, unplugged the router. So anyway, everything comes back on, and I'm like, whew. And then what did I do? Did I go and make sure that I wrote down everybody's phone numbers from my phone? Did I go and purchase a telephone and start my phone access? No. I went back on the computer and finished my Wordle. And you know, that's a problem. We really have a problem. And I think it's, you know, and if I could feel panic not having internet for 2.5 minutes. Yeah, that whole episode was about 2.5 minutes. I was scared to death. And it wasn't that I was scared that I couldn't do Wordle or play Candy Crush. Is I was just thinking that it was going to be so monstrous an overhaul to get my act together. To go to the bank and pull out cash. To go to the grocery store. And I did buy some extra chicken because of the avian flu thing. I did buy some extra chicken. In my family, that means it would last one more meal. But, you know, so I did buy some extra food, but I didn't, you know, the reason why I don't completely buy up a whole bunch of food is we never eat it. And then when we do, it's old and I got to throw it out. But, you know, did I spend any of that time preparing? No, I haven't. And mind you, you know, and I told you this yesterday, everybody thinks whatever's going to happen with Ukraine and Russia will just be between them. I don't think so. You know, I think if Russia sees an opportunity to level us, to take advantage, or China, they will. And so, I mean, are you prepared? I know this is the same thing I say every day, and I know I need to follow my own advice, but, you know, make sure you have cash, get a safe, make sure you have a landline, make sure you have telephone numbers written down or memorized. See, I did write down telephone numbers, and I emailed it to myself. But it's on an email. So find that email and print it. But what you guys need to do, especially those of you Gen Zs that have never seen a pencil and paper, you know, because everything's been computer. Well, that's Gen Alpha. But go old school. Just for the next week or two, start going old school. You know, find jewelry that you could maybe, I don't know, hawk if you need to, because there might be some gold or silver. Maybe purchase, I don't know, some gold or silver. Maybe have cash. I can't afford gold or silver, so if you do, go for it. You know, make sure you have cash nearby. Make sure you have extra medications. You know, make sure you store up on food and water. Your water system can get hacked. But just, you know, don't have everything on your computer. I couldn't call anybody except my mom. It was horrifying. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait. This just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts. And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app. Supercuts always gets me right in and out.
He has the cut, but does he have the card? Yes! The Royal Flush!
It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, this next segment I don't like. When I don't like my show, you know it's bad. And I don't like this segment, and it's health-related. This is why I like to talk about non-health-related stuff, although every story we talk about, in a way, gets related to health, whether it's going on, what's going on with Russia, whether it's the economy. But this next has to deal with attention deficit and autism. And a study has come out saying people with autism, anywhere on the spectrum, or people with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, is more likely to die sooner than somebody who doesn't have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder or isn't on the autism spectrum. Now, for those of you with kids with autism, those of you with kids with attention deficit or friends who have adult attention deficit, that is some scary, scary stuff. And I have family members, nieces and nephews with it. I don't want anything happening to them. Doesn't mean everybody's going to die sooner. It doesn't mean that. But it does mean that there might be some comorbidities, there might be some behaviors that might actually put them at increased risk of death. So let's look at the numbers here. I mean, how many people in the United States have ADHD? How many people have autism? So according to the National Institutes of Health, 4.4% of the U.S. population has attention deficit. And that is, I think, an underestimation because a lot of people aren't diagnosed. I don't really have attention deficit. I could, you know, get through a textbook. I could get through a movie. But I'm hyper. I'm hyper. Have I ever been officially diagnosed as hyper? You guys have said, gosh, she's hyper, but that doesn't necessarily mean I've had an official diagnosis. So who knows? Maybe I'm one of those. You know? Can you have ADHD and just be hyper? Well, I would just call it hyperactivity disorder. But I'm hyper. I don't know if it's, though, hyper in terms of the scientific sense, because I get a lot of energy, but then when I'm ready to sleep, I'm done. I'm like, I'm done. I'm out. But when I want to give him my all, I give him my all. I'm like, let's see this, guys. Come on, let's see this. 6 a.m. That's fine. This is the best time to work on a project. So I don't know if it's hyperactivity or just work ethic. I am a workaholic. That, hands down. I will work even when I'm supposed to be not working. All right, so 4.4% of the population, but 11% of all children have attention deficit. In terms of autism, 1 in 44 children have autism. And according to the CDC, 1 in 6 children, 17%, age 3 to 17, were diagnosed with a developmental disability as reported by parents. This was during a study period between 2009 and 2017. It included autism, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, blindness, cerebral palsy, among others. And so many times you'll see autism and ADD together, or you'll see some other like Tourette's and ADD. So many times you kind of see these combos. And I'll explain, you know, what autism is in a second. But in terms of the study, because I know if you're a parent or if you have a loved one, you're like really nervous about this. So this study was published in JAMA Network. And they suggest that if you have ADHD or autism spectrum, you're not going to live as long. Now, they did a systematic review and meta-analysis of 27 studies that span about 642,000 individuals. And they found mortality was higher than in the general population for both unnatural and natural. With autism and ADHD, they found more mortality when it came to unnatural causes, like injury, poisoning, self-harm. But then in those who had autism, they found an increased risk of mortality from natural causes, a neurological issue like stroke, a respiratory issue, cancer. So some of you are like, so wait a second, does autism put somebody at risk for cancer? It shouldn't, per se, but they want to study that. I think it's because there's a lot of comorbidities. So somebody, let's say, that is self-treating attention deficit, and they're like, you know what, I notice if I use speed, I could concentrate more. And then if they're using speed, they could be messing with their heart. You know, maybe something like that. Also, a lot of people that have anxiety and depression may also have autism or attention deficit, or vice versa. People with autism might have depression and anxiety. People with autism may have attention deficit. So they may, or anxiety with that, or depression. And so if somebody treats their depression with alcohol, that could put them at risk for getting into a DUI. You see, so it might be related to that. It might be more related to the behaviors. Another thing that we are concerned about, excuse me, is the impulsivity. So let's say you have somebody who's very impulsive. They may also show signs of attention deficit. They may show signs of autism, which diagnosis came first. And so if somebody's impulsive, they might be like, yeah, let's bungee jump. You know what? I got to get home. I'm done with this party. I only had a drink or two. No big deal. You know, they might be more prone to smoking. You know, somebody with autism might not be really, really adherent and compliant with their insulin and their diabetes. So then they end up not controlling their diabetes. Well, if you don't control your diabetes, you end up having heart disease, kidney disease, etc. Maybe some people with attention deficit will eat to control their symptoms. I can't concentrate. So you know what? Let me drink this sugary Red Bull. Even though the sugar-free Red Bull that I think tastes better, but, you know, or let me eat a muffin. Or so they might do behaviors to compensate for some of their symptoms, and then that puts them at higher risk. So I think that could be what's going on. So the study, it is fascinating, and I linked it. It's on my Twitter, and it's on my Facebook. It's called Mortality in Persons with Autism Spectrum Disorder or Attention Deficit Hyperactivity. It does not necessarily say how much sooner somebody would die. But they found overall that there is that higher mortality. And so my thinking is whenever I see a study like this, because, you know, if you have attention deficit, if you have autism, you're born with it, you know, there's really not much you could do. But what you can do is, as a physician, as a family member, realize that there might be other behaviors or other comorbidities that might actually cause more issues and substance abuse, let's say, impulsivity, poor, you know, diet. So autism, it's a spectrum where these are some of the most brilliant people on this earth. But they have challenges socially. They might have challenges in terms of their learning ability. And so there might be motor skill issues where some of them might be more clumsy, repetitive behaviors, sensory processing, executive function, information processing, verbal and nonverbal communication, social awareness. And so somebody with autism, you know, they might, like a high-functioning autistic person, you know, might have, you know, maybe a little bit of repetitive behaviors, maybe, you know, they might not, you know, get the typical joke, might need a little bit of support. But then you have medium autism where, you know, they are, some of their behavior is obvious to other people in terms of some of their repetitive behavior. They might need more substantial report or support. And then severe autism is where they might not be able to take care of themselves. A lot of their behaviors might impair daily life. They might not be able to have relationships with people. If you can't have relationships with people, it's hard to work. It's hard to hold a job. It's hard to hold a relationship. And so there are things we could do to intervene. But what we don't want to do is dumb them down, because many times they're smart. Many times somebody with autism, and the spectrum could range anywhere from Asperger's to autism, and there's a lot of debate on whether Asperger's is truly an autism spectrum, and there's been some debate on that. But, you know, you might, you know, I might like, you know, wear a new dress, and I'd be like, you know, hey guys, do you like it? And somebody with autism might say, your butt is too big. And everybody's like, oh, why did they say that, you know? Or your boobs look too big in that dress. And I was like, oh my gosh, Title IX. And you're like, no, you don't understand. They're just being honest. They don't realize that that might be something that could be inappropriate. They're not wrong. My boobs might look too big. I got a big butt. They're not wrong. It's just socially we don't do that. And that's another thing. Nowadays, with all the rules, you know, somebody might say something, and they might not realize what they're saying could be racist, you know? And then attention deficit, we've reviewed where you could have impulsivity, distraction, poor organization, issues prioritizing. Somebody with ADHD, they might lose their job. If they don't lose their job, they might not be able to support themselves. So these are things that, yeah, could lead to morbidity and mortality, sadly. 1-877-DELI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden made another plea for diplomacy in his speech at the White House as the world watches to see if Russian President Vladimir Putin orders an invasion of Ukraine.
The United States is prepared no matter what happens. We are ready with diplomacy, and we are ready to respond decisively to Russian attack on Ukraine. There's still very much a possibility.
Biden said Russia has now amassed over 150,000 troops on the Ukrainian border. Experts are saying that an invasion of Ukraine would destabilize world energy markets, resulting in drastically higher prices at the gas pump. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are continuing to decline across the United States, but more than 2,000 Americans are still dying every day due to the virus. The U.S. is now averaging 151,000 new COVID-19 cases, according to data from Johns Hopkins University, a difference from the peak of more than 800,000 cases per day just a month ago. This is USA Radio News. It looks like President Biden is asking for even more money for coronavirus relief, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Katie Lewis.
The Biden administration is telling Congress it needs an additional $30 billion to press ahead with the fight against COVID-19. Two people familiar with the details told the Associated Press the request includes earmarks for vaccines, testing, and preparation for future variants. Meanwhile, the governors in Democratic-led states are lifting coronavirus restrictions. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
It looks like President Joe Biden has rejected another of former President Donald Trump's executive privilege claims, deciding that Trump White House visitor logs should be handed over to the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. A letter from Chief White House Counsel Dana Remus to the National Archives said the president has determined that's not in the best interest of the United States and therefore not justified. This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Doc Dolly 1877 DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so when Bob Saget died, you know, I don't want to say I grew up with him, because I didn't really watch a lot of those sitcoms, but I knew who he was. Very, very talented. You know, he would just, you know, when you saw him, he would smile. And so obviously his death, you know, was something that a lot of us kind of took to heart. And so when we found out that after his comedic gig that night, he was in his hotel room, found dead. So we assumed it was heart disease. And even on his autopsy report, he had a very clogged artery, coronary artery, from what we understand. But then we heard, well, he hit his head. Okay. You know, people do hit their heads. They'll fall, collapse, pass out. They could have a seizure. They could have a heart attack, fall, hit their head. We had a family member who died of a car accident, but he actually had a heart attack. And then he was in the car when it happened. They think he died of the heart attack before the accident could have also killed him. But, you know, so falls happen. And, you know, you hit the ground in some of these hotels. See, here's the thing. You know, the hotels I've stayed in, motels, there's carpet in them. Right, you know, because it's a cheap, it's not, you know, but these fancy hotels have marble. So you take a fall in a fancy hotel, you're hitting some marble. So I'm like, well, it's plausible, but I didn't know that he might have had raccoon eyes. We talked about that, where if you have a basilar skull fracture, you days later can get bruising around the eyes. I had a patient call a few months ago. Same, they fell and they tripped, but now the eyes are all kind of black and blue. And I had a parent who said their daughter, and I look at the picture and I go, oh my God, skull fracture. They go, yeah, but she didn't hit the front of her face. It doesn't matter. The bleed goes there. There's a path, a process. So what we're being told now is Bob Saget's head injury or list of injuries was a lot more, sadly, extensive, which makes you wonder if somebody beat him up. I mean, if somebody... So, according to the autopsy report, he had, and this was from the Office of Medical Examiner in Orlando, Florida, he had blunt force injuries to the head. He had an abrasion of the posterior scalp, so basically an abrasion, like kind of a cut, but not that deep. A subglial hemorrhage underlined the abrasion of the posterior scalp, which means there was a fall and then a bleed right then and there. So you could think, okay, well, maybe it was on a blood thinner. So maybe the blood thinner made him bleed. It was a little bounce to the head that caused him to. But then he also had a linear fracture of the base of the skull involving the right occipital bone and then the right temporal bone. Comminuted fractures of the roofs of the orbits involving the bilateral frontal bone, which means he hit both sides, the back and the front. Bilateral partial periorbital ecchymoses, which is where you have the bruising, the black eyes, basically. A subdural hematoma, right greater than left, which was a bleeding, again, in the brain. A subarachnoid hemorrhage that also can happen from a bleed in the brain and a tearing or trauma. And then the counter-coup contusions involving the bilateral frontal lobes and bilateral temporal lobes. So remember I told you when you get hit in the head, a concussion like a football, you know, you might get hit in the head, but then the brain hits the other side and then it oscillates back and forth. It's in fluid. So it doesn't necessarily scrape the skull, but it still bounces back and forth and still can hit the skull. It's just the fluid tries to act as a shock absorber. So when you look at that, you go, damn, that was one hell of a fall. He had cardiomegaly, so the heart was enlarged. He had a severe left anterior descending coronary arteries arteriosclerosis, aortic arteriosclerosis or atherosclerosis. So, you know, he was primed for a heart attack, unfortunately. He was COVID positive, but no evidence of acute or chronic inflammation by microscopy. So according to the medical examiner, they said in consideration of the circumstances surrounding the death and after examination of the body, toxicology analysis, microscopic analysis, respiratory pathogen panel testing, bilateral lung cultures, a postmortem CAT scan, it is my opinion that the death of Robert Saget, 65-year-old white male found unresponsive in a hotel room, was a result of blunt head trauma. It is most probable that the decedent suffered an unwitnessed fall backwards, struck the posterior aspect of his head. But then there was supposition and theories that the injury was so bad that it could have been like, you know, I mean, it was to the degree of it was consistent with somebody getting beat with a baseball bat. And so now Saget's family, which I completely understand, okay, is that they have filed a lawsuit to block the release of any more records from the investigation of his son's death. Now, some people are like, well, oh my gosh, well, that's suspicious. No, it's not. It's not suspicious. If a family wants privacy and there's an investigation, and now possibly a homicidal investigation, I'm not sure if it's gone that far yet, this, any family lawyer would say, all right, let's lock this stuff up until we figure out what the hell is going on. And so I think, and it could just be it was one hell of a fall. I mean, it could have been, there was some of these hotel rooms that are super fancy have balconies. You know, it could be he was dancing and he was up on a coffee table and then he fell. You know, I mean, it could have been that it was, you know, because we all think, well, you know, you fall, you hit your head. It's, you know, there might have been some distance to it, you know. Maybe he fell from a balcony. Maybe he fell down the stairs. I don't know if there was stairs in a hotel room. You know, I never get to stay in those sort of hotel rooms, like I said. So, you know, there's some plausible explanation, but, you know, the family is now filing an injunction to prevent more details about his cause of death being made public, because the autopsy did reveal that this head trauma was severe. Now, this always gets debated, you know, where when a movie star or TV star or a celebrity or a public official, you know, has something happen to them, everybody wants to know what's going on. You know what I mean? You know, when did Trump get his colonoscopy? You know, what's going on with Biden? And there's debate on how much we should know. You know, if we have a president that is lacking cognitive function enough to run the country, obviously people want to know. I think Trump had to take a mini mental status exam. I don't know if, or a MoCA, a cognitive assessment exam. I don't know if Biden did. So I can understand how people are concerned about somebody's fit for service, but do they need all the details? You know, do we really need to know if Biden's prostate is enlarged or not? You know, do we really need to know if anybody had a rectal abscess or hemorrhoids? You know what I mean? I mean, is that really the public's business? You know, I mean, one of the reasons why I've been very open with you guys about my hysterectomy and my pap smears and everything like that is because if I ever do get talked into running for office, I'm sure my gynecological issues and anything that has to do with my vagina is going to be all over the news. And so, you know, I figured, look, I already revealed on air I got a hysterectomy. All right, you know, I don't know how many vaginal stitches I have. I'll find that out from a doctor if you guys all want to know. But it is very, very odd when you hear somebody fall. You know, Jerry Doyle died. And Jerry Doyle died from trauma to the head. And not a lot of details have been made public. But, you know, you start to wonder why, what happened, what, really? You know, what happened? Was it just a fall? Or did something else happen? Now, it could just be, you know, I've seen some people where the simplest of trauma causes broken bones, causes bleeds. So it could just be his bones were thin and he was on a blood thinner. But I understand why people want to make sure that nobody tried to kill him. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait. This just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts. And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app. Supercuts always gets me right in and out.
He has the cut, but does he have the cards? Yes, the Royal Flush.
It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Nice. We are back on Dr. Dolly Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got David calling from San Francisco. Hey, David, it's been a little bit. How you doing?
Hey, doctor. I'm not doing bad, but I'll tell you, I heard on the network news just moments ago that Democrat governors are reopening. Well, that's not true. And we've got 50 states with 50 different governors, some Republican, some Democrat, and they've all got different schedules. And mm-hmm. right now, if you look at the death rate in Los Angeles, it's coming in at over 100 people a day. And that's up from 50 about a month ago.
But wait a second. But is it 100 people a day from COVID, or is it 100 people a day because it's pneumonia, flu, accident season? Are we sure they're COVID deaths?
Well, they're listed on the California COVID website at 100 people a day. Over 100, 110, 120 even. When I called a while back, was it about a week ago, I mentioned that they lost 400 people in 5 days. Mm-hmm. Or was it a week?
Oh, yeah, maybe? People are still dying of COVID. I mean, we still have people dying of Delta COVID. You know, but you and I differ on quote-unquote opening up. I mean, you know, people continue to die of COVID, flu, pneumonia? Do we stay closed
for the whole decade?
Up. Well, yeah, you guys just had Super Bowl. You guys, I know, but remember, in L.A., you had Super Bowl. Nobody wore a mask. Even the mayor of L.A. didn't wear a mask. So we know cases are going to go up because that was a big cluster because, you know, they passed out thousands of KN95 masks and nobody wore them.
And everybody flew back home around the world.
Yeah,
so they spread the hell out of it. And for the news to come on, what was it, USA Radio News, and they're saying Democrat governors are reopening. Well, what is that going to make Republican governors want to do a mad rush to reopen to keep up with the Dems? Well, that is dumb.
Well, but most Republican states are already, quote-unquote, open. You see, like
and
Florida,
they're dying
Florida
like
doesn't.
Flies.
Yeah, but not entirely. Like you know, like a lot, like Iowa, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota. You know, we pretty much saw consistent. And what was shocking was Florida numbers and California numbers. Not much statistical significance or difference between the rigid mass of the rigid, you know, and then the more you know loose. But here's the thing, David. You know, you're not wrong, and I feel like you always have to feel like you're in a position of defense. You don't like people opening up too soon. You know, you're not entirely wrong with your concern because COVID is scary. COVID kills. And we are, you know, why would we open up and do all this if for less numbers we, you know, caused all the restricted and closed up to begin with? And I think it's because it was only supposed to be temporary, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Let's just get through, you know, 2020. And here we are in 2022. And the world is sluggish, and now we're very, very vulnerable, you know, with Russia, vulnerable with China. We don't have people wanting to go back to work. We don't have a proper supply chain. We have kids obese, suicidal, not going back to school. At some point, we have to figure out when are we going to live through COVID. Now, mind you, what happened with Super Bowl was just plain stupid. You know, they made these rules. They restricted people. They spent thousands upon thousands of dollars on KN95s, and nobody listened. But that's a sign of what happens with mandates is people, they kind of rebel. And there was a lot of rebelling, even with the, you know, celebrity Hollywood elite. So you're not wrong in being concerned that here we are still, we are in a pandemic, but the problem is we never should have closed down so strictly because it didn't officially work.
Oh, sure it did. San Francisco, we shut down weeks before our official state shut down. I work in the convention industry, and mm-hmm. our next show, we had a show that was in. It was a computer security show, and we learned that two people there had COVID. So the mayor of San Francisco, San Francisco owns the convention center, so she had the ability to refuse to allow another show to get in. And so we lost, the very next show was Facebook. Now imagine everybody from all around the world coming to the Facebook show in San Francisco in a room that was infected by at least two people.
Well, now what
so
year
the mayor
was that?
Shut
what,
that down.
What, yeah, but what year
that was
that?
Early March. Very
okay.
early March.
Because I'm telling you right now, and I understand we might not have had a lot of testing, but the biggest spike in cases that happened in San Francisco was during Omicron 2022. And you guys
right.
were already shut down. January 12th,
right.
2022.
We're waiting.
But that's what I'm saying. You guys still got the spikes. You still got the spikes.
Well, we
despite
got,
closing down 2 years prior. That's what I'm saying. The masks that weren't N95s, that were half-assed bandanas, the only letting people that didn't have symptoms come to work, the only letting vaccinated people come to work didn't work because vaccinated people still spread the virus. You know, people lied about being sick. Asymptomatic people spread the virus. So once you have that situation, just because those two people said they had COVID or had COVID, I'm thinking there were 2,000 more that were already spreading it as well. They just didn't go home. See, the problem is you can't tell who has COVID and who doesn't because the average person didn't have symptoms. And so it got spread.
It was a two-week incubation, right? Two-week incubation, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
So San Francisco, if I could finish my point, Facebook promised to give San Francisco $1 billion in a single week from various taxes, hotel taxes, taxi taxes, parking, all of it, $1 billion in tax revenue plus hundreds of billions in just the Facebook show. But we shut it down. The mayor had the guts enough to shut down that show. And instead of sending COVID around the world when all those Facebook people went home, we shut down the show. They couldn't come. And our death count to this minute is 754 people. Not 1,000 people. Not 5,000 people. 754 in a year and something.
Right, but listen, we could be in an underground bunker for the rest of the decade.
No.
I mean,
Trump was going around without a mask in 2 weeks later. Trump was
right, but what I'm saying is cities
rallies.
Cities could bunker down for a whole decade. You could be in a bubble.
No.
At what point do people live? I mean, at what point, you know?
It only should have gotten to the international cities, not the smallest town in Texas. And it is now in the smallest town in Montana. The fact of the matter is that we, by us stopping that Facebook show, we helped stop it in this section of the world. And our death count in all the surrounding counties is barely a couple of thousand people.
Right.
But you go over to Kevin McCarthy's district, you go to Disneyland, you go to Los Angeles is closing in on 29,000 dead. 29,000, and they're losing 100 a day. We're lucky to lose one or two a day.
Right, but keep in mind also, David, when somebody dies of COVID, it doesn't necessarily mean it's just the virus. It could be they didn't have a hospital bed and couldn't get treatment. You know, I mean, if San Francisco has a much better infrastructure, and you know, and sorry, we're coming up to the end, but like I said, David, I'm not going to disagree with you completely on things, but it's just a COVID death could be multifactorial. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.